Hello and welcome back to the Capes and Cowls Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hello, everyone.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
So, question of the day today is from Natalie. You want to give us, give it to us?
What is your character's embarrassing story?
Like an embarrassing story from their past?
Yes.
Does anyone have a story to share off the rip, or should I do something?
I have one.
Awesome. Hit it.
Okay. Mine is... Alright. Back in middle school, Athena was in class. Her backpack on the back of her chair. When everyone started hearing...
cat noises.
And Athena pulls out Murphy. Murphy runs out and was in that bag for far too long and then pees on the teacher's desk. She then later finds out that he could talk and was really pissed at him, and he said, "I didn't want to use a glitter box. I just joined in your backpack for funsies. I could have held it. But that teacher was a bitch, and I decided to pee on her desk."
That sounds very Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you got one?
It's always difficult to come up with stuff like that, especially when, you know, you're not expecting to. And you could go with the obvious answers of, you know, stuff with, like, the fire dancing or any of that, but... you know, learning a new skill, things like that would always be kind of embarrassing. I don't have anything at the moment, but I'm still working on it.
I'm going to put a DNA. Did not answer. Okay.
Still thinking, damn it.
Don't let Art go first. Art, you got one?
So, it's going to be, and I'm looking up what his name was, captain of the football team.
Bruce.
No.
That's your friend.
That's my buddy.
I could probably find it faster than you could at this point. Michael Bishop.
That's it.
He's 16 with the spark of a sniper, the accurate thrower.
Oh, he was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the time. He's 18 now.
Yes, and it's basically, you know, the reason why we never got along, and, you know, he was the bully. He was always the bully and bullied me around and did the typical, you know, bully to the nerds.
Yeah.
Bathroom, locker. That's...
I'm kind of shocked just because he's, like, a party dude.
Who?
You're a party dude.
He wasn't always.
Oh, that's true.
You know, the powers didn't come in until he, you know...
You're right.
He didn't have such a awesome charisma until...
his powers kicked in.
Yeah, my powers kicked in.
And then he had the power of pheromones to help out.
Yep.
That's embarrassing as anything, I get you.
Yep.
Mike, you got one now?
Yeah, I'm thinking more along the lines of... instead of going with something like hit during his training, because that was something that he was focused on, it was more of a situation he didn't have any training in. And that would be, you know, when he first went to the Seattle school, meeting, you know, dealing with women his own age.
Ah!
You know,
okay.
Yeah, he's got a 16 charisma, but, you know, he's not used to talking to girls. So, you know, he made quite an embarrassing mess of himself.
All right. Makes sense to me. And mine is, I was playing a character who could fly, and this is in 33.5, and I was flying through fog, and our barbarian decided to throw a chest off of the cliff, and there was a one in four chance of me not getting hit by this massive chest. I managed to make it, but the result, the resounding argument, I am still embarrassed about to this day. That is it.
I wonder who the barbarian was.
It wasn't my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So anyway, you guys are. Oh, recap from last time. Because I didn't forget that we do those.
We made it home. Supposedly.
And you, well, before that, you had to fight off an evil spellcaster with a bunch of undead and its two lieutenants who were.
And a super yeti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys.
Not exposed to deep speech.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an important point, yeah.
So you guys are in, and you were teleported home by.
Well, we got through the portal, and then when we connected to the thing, we immediately got shunted to.
The holding cells.
Holding cells.
Well, no, they're not cells. Well, they're holding tank.
We don't know where you came from or where you've been. Holding cells?
Yes.
I liked it when you called it, it was the quarantine cells.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you don't know what to do. You're in quarantine for like a month.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
So, you guys check, you guys are greeted by, well, you're kind of just left there for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to go, I'm going to walk up to the tables, I'm going to pull off.
I'm sorry, I think Shinsoku did arrive.
Yes, he did.
That was the end.
I'm gonna just turn around. I'm gonna walk behind, up to the table, and so I'm gonna
coming in behind Shinsoku are three people. You two of which you know. One is Roy, the guy you met in
London,
who is a founder of Drevara, yep. And a very old man.
Yes.
The other is Merrick. The guy who created the portal that you went through. And the last is a person you have never met, but if you roll me a super's knowledge check, there's a chance you know who they are.
Give me a second. Wrong direction. Super's knowledge.
Total?
On the die?
What's your super's now?
I don't have
it. And your history.
Total of 17 on my end.
18.
But you use your dice.
You have supers?
Yes.
And what was your roll?
17.
You would have heard of Meister Mortum. He was a big deal in Chicago about 25, 30 years ago as a master of portals. And he would, like, use them to fight. You like punch people through portals, or in real world, and like what we would think is like think of the way that Doctor Strange fights through portals a lot. That's kind of how he would operate, but almost exclusively with portals. Very limited other than that. And that's who's come. And you do know that Merrick has a connection to him of some sort. That they're known as friends. So you're not
known
sure.
Known associates.
They're known associates and known to be friendly associates. So, you guys are brought to, or not brought to, but you're kind of all, I would say you're put in one big pod like you were last time, minus Sal. No, Sal's there, but he wasn't, like, part of the group. I'm just saying, it's not an unfamiliar thing to anyone but him. And Shinsoku walks up and he says, "It is so good to see you four."
Four?
Oh yeah, Bridget did not forget, did not.
Oh, I thought you meant the vampire.
Bridget did not disappear.
I thought you meant the vampire.
No, there's a crystalline coffin.
Oh.
Which they are not touching. It is over in the corner.
So, the question I have is, I know time flows differently in other dimensions. How long have we been gone?
The timelines match exactly. Okay. You were gone like. Within hours of what you would have expected.
Okay.
Didos will let you know that it synced up perfectly. And Merrick just starts rambling about how sorry he is for what happened.
That was a very convincing simulation.
He says that was no simulation. The others went into a simulation of where I thought you were going. And Roy steps up and he says, "I wanted to let you know, it isn't their fault that Portal failed. It didn't actually fail. He points over at where Murphy's sitting and says, it's his fault.
That makes a lot more sense now.
She gasps, puts her head on, puts her hand on his head.
Do you know what he is?
And then he also has a gasp
mouth. We do now.
No, he nods. He says, that makes sense. He says, I'm so awesome, I wrecked the portal.
Yes, we know what he is.
He says, yeah, best that's when when they're taken away from home, we'll harness whatever power's nearby to get back. Mm-hmm. That was the first portal you walked through that was powerful enough to take him home. Huh. So apparently you've been to Balan.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, does that mean that we don't take pass? Take the
ear things off. Yes.
Yeah. Wait, does that mean that we didn't pass?
You realize you can't speak to your berserkers without one of those on.
Shit.
Because you don't speak Sand Tongue or Frost Tongue.
I mean, I can take tongues.
Why would you do that instead of just wearing a thing that costs nothing?
Yeah, but then I can't speak to anyone else.
Oh, you're right. You'd have to, like, learn... learn Primordial would fix it.
I could teach you that.
I think I have that.
Oh, then you don't need it. But Roy says, yeah, there's... I checked the runes. Everything is perfect. That portal was immaculate. To go to a demiplane, I helped design. So, just wanted to let you know that. Anything interesting you found there? Anything about Murphy or whatever? Oh, how did he get here?
We're not sure about that yet.
He doesn't really remember.
He was stolen.
Wait, he was what now?
I feel like he would retell the story, but it'd be more awesome. But then we have to clarify.
Okay, so you let Murphy explain, but
we
then
let
you
Murphy explain, but then we interject then we and clarify. It's like, no.
He says that. The fact that one of the mother cats is missing is really, really bad.
Yeah.
Best that's if... He kind of looks... He looks a little...
I thought the mother was still there, that the litter was taken.
No,
the mother was taken.
Taken with the one she was pregnant.
One of the pregnant mothers, the only one they've ever lost, was taken.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And he says... I only know this because of the people I've hunted, but the organs of Bestets are incredibly powerful magical artifacts, like, for creating magic items.
She holds him tighter.
Yeah, and Murphy's like, I'm a material? I don't like that.
Yeah.
And Roy says, I don't like that either. But I know that
every magical creature is considered material in some manner of, you know, speaking.
Yeah, but most of them don't talk. Most.
Okay.
If you say so.
Leviathan fangs are incredible. Leviathan gills. Very powerful. For in certain spells. They can't talk to you unless you speak Leviathan. And even then, they're dumb as a box of rocks. I know. I got a cousin who controls them. Not Roxas.
Okay.
Roxas shipping the control Leviathans. That was I just listened to. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, he says we're gonna have to. Hold on. I have a note here. He said I'm gonna have to hunt down that mother, either her remains or wherever she is. She's far too powerful to have been kept alive this long, unless she's held by a very powerful being or organization.
Could she have been, like, how Murphy was found?
The only reason he was like that is because he was a kitten when he was brought over. Bestets live thousands of years. That they're not... For her to be old enough to have a litter, she must be at least 300 or 400 years old. Even then.
Thousands of years old. Remember, he was back in ancient times.
Yes, but to have a... Yeah, exactly. But to have a litter must be at least... 400 or 500.
Got it. So she's older than him, by a lot.
And they get more powerful with age. Mm-hmm. So if she's still around and he actually like twists something in his hand, there's at least there's a familial bond still on this plane, on Earth with him. She's alive. Mm-hmm. And Murphy's like, we must find her. And he's like, I know, I'm working on it. When I figure out where she's at, I'll let you know. But
other question, as long as you have that connection, are there any other siblings?
16?
That is
something. Which means there are 3 missing. Or 3 gone. Because it's usually a litter of 20 is what you were told was... Actually, it's anywhere from like 15 to 20. So it could be a full litter or there could be some missing.
So, who wants to start the debrief?
Hello.
Well, let's see.
So, yeah, you're right. The debrief is going to begin now. Is there anything you don't tell them about? Or is it more of a, nah, we're going to tell them everything because we have nothing to hide what we did there?
Did we tell them about Vladdy?
No. I assume he's at the end of the explanation.
I know. Well, we're going to start
from when we showed up. And then...
Oh, does the map still work?
You pull it out and it looks like... No, it does not. It was tied to Balon. But Roy says, if you put that in the... Actually, you've been there before and you're a mage. You could probably get back. You might want to hold on to that.
Okay.
And if you ever decide you don't ever want to go back, I'll get it back to them.
Okay.
I haven't been there in a few thousand years, but they should. Yeah, they should still remember me, right?
Maybe.
Oh, it's one of those. I'll still bring it back.
Is that right before or after we talk about the pointy tooth person?
It was when you asked about the map.
Yeah.
So whenever that was. So probably very early.
Early on, because, hey, we found this at the bottom of a portal ring or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The Rainbringers, yeah. Okay. And so you go through and get to the end, and he goes, so you're telling me there's a 300-year-old vampire in that there coffin?
Or so.
About...
Who doesn't eat people, who does not eat people anymore.
Correct.
That's what he says. I believe him.
I believe him.
Mm-hmm. He's like, vampirism here on Earth is really uncommon.
What do you think he sounds like?
I assume like a late Victorian era.
Wrong. He just sounds like a dude. You would think he's like the, I want to suck your blood. He's not like that.
That was just me. He did have an accent. Thanks, Natalie. Appreciate that.
It's canon now.
He's just a dude.
He doesn't have the, I want to suck your blood.
No, he does not. To be fair,
we were wearing the ear cuffs.
He just was a dude.
Probably speaking in... Ice, you know, ice tongue.
Frost tongue, yeah.
So, we were understanding.
He's like, well, yeah, we can't necessarily let him free, but if you think you have a line on curing him,
yeah.
If we could cure vampirism, that'd be huge for like hundreds of people. If we can still call them people. He seems new. Shinsoku doesn't seem to be as happy with how Roy is talking about the vampires. Even though Shinsoku has no reason to love them, he understands they are people. Roy is not treating them like people. There may be an old thing going on there, but you'd have to get more information about that. But it's obvious that he has a distinct dislike for them.
He did bring up something that I'm just curious about.
Yeah.
What do you know about the Iron Hand?
The Iron Hand.
Cabal.
Cabal.
I gotta look at my notes. Hold on.
I know they're a faction in 40K. Oh.
What the fuck?
I did.
The flesh is weak.
No, I accidentally hit Control F.
Offend you about your accent. I saw we.
Yeah, I hit Control F in Audacity, not in the dock. It scared me for a second. It just zoomed.
I'm sorry for making fun of your... I was not making fun of your accent.
You were, but it's fine.
No, I was not making fun of...
Actually, in his case, it was lack of accent, because I didn't want to try. Okay, so I can close this now. I come into dock, and you said the iron...
hand.
Okay. So, who are you asking, Roy or the collection? The collective.
The collective.
Mm-hmm. Roy says, some upstarts about 600 or 700 years ago started dealing in necromancy and blood magic. They were never a big deal. They were probably some of the more aggressively not great people I've had the displeasure of hearing about, though. Why do you ask?
So are they in the Nazi party?
It's possible. I didn't really keep up with their politics.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'll take Bud.
I will have to dig into that a little bit. All right, that's all I needed.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. He says if you're looking for Nazis, the Serpent Hand is much closer aligned with how they operated.
Okay.
The brainwashing aspect.
Keep it in mind.
So, you rattle through, and Sal, Mike, did you ever, like, state on the podcast what your deal was to fix Zell, or was it more of a, your character had the idea, and you're going to talk about it, we'll do it later?
Yeah.
Is it something, now, you had, like, the Nat 20, like, fucking brain burst, first time you ever looked at it, you just knew, is it something that you could do? You think you could do now, or you would need materials?
We need materials.
Need materials, definitely.
Okay.
Do you remember what we discussed?
It's in my notes. I'd have to go look.
I have it right here. It's dragon blood purified by dragon flame.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Dragon blood purified by dragon fire. Yep.
I do remember this. I must have been awake for that. I'm glad.
I typed it. Yeah. But you think that using Drake blood purified using Sal's spine implant would be it would work.
Yes.
That was in my notes.
Yes.
Okay, we're fine. That was 3 episodes ago, and I need with my brain. Okay. He says if all you need is some Drake blood, I've got someone who owes me a favor.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's still in the coffin. We haven't cracked him out yet.
Correct.
Would you guys like to meet him?
Roy says, "No, I'm good. I'll get you the Drake blood. I'll have Shinsoku bring it to you." He says, "I got a mama cat to find." And he turns
Roy out.
He turns and it's like he disappears as he spins in a circle, as he spins like a half circle. It's like a panel,
the page
that,
of a book.
Yeah, he just isn't there anymore. But yeah, he disappears like the turning of a page of a book. And Shinsoku goes, I mastered teleportation. I still don't fucking understand that shit.
Is there a word for vampire racism? Because I think Roy has it.
Yeah, it's called being human.
Oh.
We hate everything that's not like us.
That's true.
And he's old. And he's not technically human, but he still hates vampires. I do too, but I mean, that guy seems like he might be a bro, so I'm not gonna.
He's pretty chill.
I'm not gonna kill him unless he tries to kill somebody else. Then I'll just teleport him to the sun.
Hard to get out of that light.
You and I both know that Shinsoku would teleport someone to the fucking sun.
Probably.
It would take Gate, but he could do it, you know? Teleport wouldn't be enough, but Gate would. Open, punt! Eat sun, bitch! Anyway. Maestro Martum introduces himself as, you know, the master of portals. And he basically just asks for any details you have on the portals you saw, because those are interesting to him. I assume you guys took a bunch of pictures, so he asks for you to, you know, flick him over the files. And he thanks you quite profusely. And into like the little slot, you know, like the Dropbox slot, he pops out a single opal coin.
Okay.
He says that is a one-time key to access my sanctum. Activate it anywhere in the world, and it will take you and anyone with you to my sanctum, or we can speak once more.
Okay.
He says, I happen to specialize in the removal of difficult objects.
Is his sanctum the boat or the underwater whale?
No.
Or? No, it's where Grimmar was.
It's the library.
The library underneath Lake Michigan.
I thought it was the apartment.
I thought it was... is that where it was?
Yeah.
Grimmar?
Okay. Where Grimoire ended up and that whole... Yeah.
Though, since Merrick took that over, he's done his own thing again.
He's got his own one now.
Yeah.
I always thought that was Damon's space.
He gave it to his dad.
Yeah.
I still find that note funny. Murphy at fault for portal dysfunction.
Yeah.
It's a good title.
Okay.
Portal dysfunction.
He says, I will leave you with your headmaster and... Well, actually, Merrick, do you have anything else to say? No, I'd like to go home. I thought I almost got those kids killed. I needed to apologize. I'm sorry, kids, for what happened. If you'd like to know, the rest of your class is doing fine. They're slated to come back next week.
Now, no one has answered me. Did we pass? All the three of us together, did we pass?
No, that's all you.
did we pass?
We'll have to go through the we'll have to go through the information from Dido, but I believe so.
Okay.
We didn't have live monitoring of you.
Okay. We could take you back, Murphy! We could take you back there and they could tell you what we did.
No, I just... Dino will let us know. Veronica's like a sister to her. They'll have a conversation.
And she's like so sniveling.
So.
Grades aren't due for another week.
2 weeks, actually.
2 weeks.
So. Merrick leaves with his friend. They walk through an arch of runes that looks kind of familiar.
Gee, I just... thought nobody could get out.
Not in where you are.
Oh, they're on the other side of the barrier.
They're on the other side of a very, very powerful barrier.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Never mind. That makes more sense.
So,
yeah.
So Shinsoku like snaps his fingers and a chair appears behind him. And he goes, so, what actually? Like, anything else happened that you didn't tell them? I'm curious.
Well, we know new magic.
Yeah.
See? Oh! This is the thing!
And then I show him my claws to show him crystalline.
This is that's
and,
neat.
And bow and arrows.
Can I have one?
Sure.
Cool.
I now have 49.
So, we need to also work on kind of patenting this new magic concept.
So, that's actually become like a point of contention. Because you can't patent something that's been around longer than you've existed.
No, but the process of working it into something usable can be patented.
He says, I've tried. There's been a very strong pushback from the magical community about trying to monetize magic.
You cannot... you can't copyright spells, but you can copyright... Or you can patent objects that...
Like, if you were to make a unique way to, let's say, you know, make your glaive on fire, you could patent that the object that does that. But you'd have to patent each thing you create. That you cannot, you can't copyright a process.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
But you can patent a magical construct that is used to power other items.
I believe Alano owns the most of those patents.
Not all of them.
You'd have to check with the patent office on that. I don't keep up with that. I know we bought everything we could find when we were founding Spark Arms.
Yes.
Including some really old crystal mine objects, so we may have done that. You may have to check. And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, crystalline objects have been here, and Alano owns the patent. This, you know, I told you how that magic is here, it's just in the oceans. People did eventually dredge up enough to do it. And also the Atlanteans are using it. That was part of how the tech worked. So, but yours is more raw, but also refined. It's like, how in cooking, refined salt isn't as good as sea salt, even though it's the same shit, just like, you know, not the same shit, but it's the same compound, because it's flakier, it has a different, it's, but it's better for certain things. Essentially, your stuff is better for certain things than the other shit they had, but what they will offer you is a sub-patent off of Alano that you can use, and they'll help using it, at least to help fund what they're going to do for you next semester. And also, moving forward, you'll get a certain stipend every month for use of the information that you bring along.
Also, found this really cool sword.
Yeah, looks awesome.
It's resistant to the effects of the erosion from sand.
That's you. Strangely useful and not useful at the same time.
Yeah. I wanted to study it, see if I could figure out what made it work and get it, you know, see if I can make more.
I'm confident you can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, he says, there's 2 weeks left until the end of the semester. That is the absolute earliest I'll be able to convince the FSA to let you go. I'll just tell them that you got back earlier than you did, because I think it's bullshit that they're trying to hold you, even though Roy said that place is totally safe. Because he's been there. Then again, he's not necessarily human, so maybe it's not safe. So he's like, do your best, be good. And what you actually are going to find is you're each going to gain 1 point in a stat. One. A single point. And that is the coming from a different world and kind of coalescing inside you.
Oh, wrong side.
This is where you slay the odd numbers.
Now, the only odd number I have is not in a stat that I use much.
Wisdom?
Yeah.
Go with
plus one to perception and insight.
Ready?
Or do I put the plus one into strength, and then when we hit next level and I get a feet, and it pumps it to 18.
But your spark arms use your kinda power. So do you care?
Fair.
I thought you meant skill. I'm dumb. What if I'm already at full, like, even numbers? What if I just dumped a stat into a stat number into strength?
Put it in wisdom, you'll bump it later.
Wisdom, I'm at 18.
Yeah, so it'll go to 19, then you can take a feat and get it to 20. Anyway, so has everyone put their stat point in?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Well, honestly, it doesn't super matter right now. So 2 weeks are gonna pass. I'm not gonna do anything mean to you in the 2 weeks. About a week in, is it safe to take him out?
Aww.
Yeah. Well, we'd probably let him out sooner.
Yeah. Okay.
We wouldn't keep him locked in there because
they actually do offer him a separate chamber that has UV dampeners on it, so he still gets light but no UV. He's like, "This is unusual. I enjoy this. You people have everything." About 6 days after Roy left, the Drake blood does arrive. It has an odd bluish tint to it. There is zero chance you know what that means. But you can roll Arcana. You'd need a nat 20 or a 30 plus.
Arcana.
All right.
Arcana.
Let's give it a roll.
Paul.
Nat 20 or 30 or great horror.
Okay.
That's better than my first roll.
Okay, so 22. Do I get a D10?
Guidance?
You guys could teamwork to get there if you really wanted to.
Guidance?
I'll give you a D10.
And a D4 from that. You want to roll your D4 or you want Mike to roll?
He has it.
I mean, unless you guys want to roll.
Nope.
You're good. You do it. Get there.
It's all on you.
Nope. 28 total.
You thought you had something. You were running the tip of your tongue.
Hold up.
Oh.
Checking actions.
Don't say motherfucker.
Tactical mind.
He has his own D10.
Yep.
Roll it. If you get a 1, I will laugh. I will laugh insanely hard.
I'll be right there with you. That is a 3.
That's enough.
31.
So what you're gonna remember? There was a rumor about someone who had blue scales fighting crime in Portland. And one time when it actually ended up being someone who worked with Purge, which mm-hmm. you will find, which, and one time he went full, like, Western Dragon style to beat down a particularly vicious creature.
Yeah.
And it was scrubbed from the media, but they talked about it at the Cape School you went to up in Seattle. So you're pretty sure it could very well have come from that guy.
The Drake blood is blue.
The
source is some.
No, that was definitely fine. It was the next bit. I think I just lost my train of thought where I was going with it.
Portland.
But you're pretty sure it's from the Drake superhero in Portland. Not unlike Jin, who you know from Riverside City. He's pretty much public. He's a dragon. He's turned into a goddamn dragon and ate Cthulhu. That was at the year of the Surge, so like that was fucking national news, you know? And since then he's done a bunch of other shit too, but we'll save that for the books. So you realize you do need to get back to your office or your like lab to get the spine so you can purify the blood so that you can potentially convert Zell back to a human. You're not sure what's going to happen to him when that happens. You know it will remove the vampirism. You know it won't kill him.
Right.
But you don't know what any of the other effects will be.
Well, I got somebody that can run to our room for us. I have a familiar.
Okay. Yeah, but you're not. Your lab is 1,000 miles away and floating in the sky. You're underground.
We're not at the school. Got it.
No.
So
he wasn't here for the first time.
You're right. The 2 weeks do pass, and you're like itching to try and test this thing out. And do you contact anyone else? You're allowed to like external contact. You just can't go anywhere. Do you contact anybody else?
I mean, we should probably contact family. Let them know that we're.
That's been done. I was talking about any other character, anybody, people might be helpful in what you're trying to pull off. There's my hint to you.
Do we know anyone that would be helpful for this, Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just fucking here.
I know.
Call him up.
If he had been able to stay, I would have had him. Oh man!
He chose to sit in a different seat.
Anyway, so you call Travis up and he's like, "Hey, long time no here. How are you doing?"
Hello.
We're fine. Everything's good.
I assumed you were fine, and you guys are tougher than shit.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the quarantine space, you know, like the first time.
Again?
I was waiting for him to be like, "That wasn't me." Oh, you're right.
No, it was him.
It was Travis?
No, it was Noah. No.
He's like, "Where?
Why are you getting quarantined? And where are you?"
Oh, shit. It was the first guy.
Second guy.
We're talking to the second guy.
No, we're talking to the first guy.
We're talking to the first guy.
Can you not keep track of our team members?
Wait, what's this one's name again? It's been so long.
Yes, my name is Outlaw.
So, yeah.
You were almost playing Outlaw a couple sessions ago. That was, yeah.
That was last session, wasn't it? No, it was the one before.
No, it was that session, yeah. I had him down to, like, 15 HP, I think.
So, we have an issue
We have a scientific issue we thought you might be interested in helping us out with.
I'm more than happy to assist. I happen to do science all the time. And I'm getting my new body next week.
Awesome.
So he's not going to be a Roomba anymore.
I'm not a Roomba! You hear a crack and the phone goes dead. He calls you back. I'm not a Roomba.
I never said you were.
Only one member of the fucking team gives me respect is the one who's fucking replacing me. Fucking damn it.
He's so bitter.
Yes.
About being a Roomba. Click. I think he hung up on us.
He broke his phone.
Again.
No,
again.
No, he did not this time. No, Mirage, you get an email.
To cease and desist.
No, it has, your history is going to be uploaded to your parents. Your search history. If you do not cease and desist.
What would be on her search history?
I don't know. It's a teenage girl.
Cat hats. Cats for cats.
How many stupid Google searches have you made in the last week?
A lot. She probably did.
Would you think that Herc and Nighthawk would be embarrassed to see those searches? Why is she searching how to cook ramen?
How to boil water?
She's not that stupid.
No.
No, that's actually a very common search.
I'm just thinking, though, like, just even the ones that I make, just the stupid one, you know, Mike.
No,
makes.
I know.
Just sent to you, you know. Like, oh, yeah, no.
He goes back to talking to the rest of you. Yeah, I'm getting my new body next week, but I believe the prof said, if you want, I can reach out to the prof and see if she can help, but what exactly do you need?
Well, I need to get something from the you know, from the dorm, from, you know, but...
yeah, that can happen. I have access still. What do you need?
There is a small...
chitinous... Yeah. It was a foot-long metal. Like,
I figured it was more like bone fang kind of...
No, it's artificial.
Okay.
So it's like built. It looks like it's an imprint of your vertebra. So okay. It looks like a metal shell, like a metal like beetle shell almost.
Yeah. I'll explain. Yeah. There's a metal replica of a human spine.
He's like,
it's a specific one.
Terrifying, but okay.
Yeah.
Don't ask where it came from.
I mean, I'll tell you, but it's gross.
I'll ask later when I have a body and I can laugh along with you and not have it be mechanical.
You might want to ask before, that way you don't throw up.
Maybe. In any case... So you need that and what else?
I need that. We have most of the other stuff with us. We need a lab space and
UV. Anything special about the lab space? Any operating theater do?
UV dampening.
UV dampening? What are we doing
with
a
vampire? As much as we can get.
As much as we can get.
You didn't answer my question with a vampire.
That's correct.
We didn't answer that question.
Hold on, let me go get the prof. Here, clank, 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 clank.
Are you sure he doesn't have? Like...
I have the nerd and my replacement nerd and the talkie one on the phone. And she says, "I'll take the call." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna go back to work. I'll get the spine thing for you."
Thank you.
She says, "So, why did he hand me the phone?" I heard the word vampire, and I assumed...
No, that was his word. We never admitted to that.
Okay, good, so it's about a vampire.
We just need some lab space that has UV dampening.
Okay, are you trying to kill it? UV is really good for killing vampires.
Dampening. We don't want UV there.
I don't know if I like the way this is going. Why?
Part of me keeps wanting to say,
we met somebody who we need to help.
Okay. She's like, do I need to ask Shinsoku for a report to explain this more in detail? I know you guys are in quarantine for some reason.
Yes, we are.
But I don't know why. I didn't ask for details.
Well, let's just say we were supposed to go somewhere but didn't make it.
And you went somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. You found a vampire there and brought it back.
To be fair, is the word vegan?
You get a request for a video call.
Oh, I'll answer.
She's sitting there rubbing her forehead. He's a what? He's a vegan vampire? That's yes. Not a thing.
I was debating between vegetarian and vegan. He doesn't eat people.
No, he does not.
He'll be vegetarian then, because he does eat living things. So.
Have you ever heard of Twilight?
Yes.
He's kind of like that, where he's vegetarian. Drinks animal blood instead.
Okay.
Yes. See, I was going somewhere. There's no need to take the glasses off.
So, and why do you need... What are you going to do... How are you going to operate on him that you would need a UV dampened operating theater?
Well, we kind of have a solution that may...
He has a theory.
Yes, I have a theory that we may be able to cure his vampirism.
Okay, that was relevant information. Perfect. You think you can cure vampirism?
Mm-hmm.
I've tried and not succeeded. Now I'm interested. But is it an operation or is it more of an injection?
More of an injection,
but I need to get a hold of materials, which I asked Travis to pick up for us.
She snaps her fingers, and Travis goes, "Wah!" about, I don't know, as you keep talking, about 2 minutes later, he's going to stomp back in. "I hate it when you do that!" So she says, "If it's just an injection, I can get you a UV dampen. I can get you a UV blackout pod dropped off where you are."
Yeah, but we need to do something to make sure that it's all prepared. So we need a lab.
That's what we were. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a lab I rent out occasionally that would do what you need it to. It's on the 37th level of the Ilano Arcology.
Okay.
Actually, no, she says that does have a skylight. You know what? I did buy a space in New Florida I haven't been to yet.
New Florida? You mean the floating thing out in the water?
Yeah, I bought one of the outer rim. Well, what was the outer rim at the time? I bought a building I haven't been. There's people who are using it for me.
Why do you want to go there? Isn't it going to sink?
No, the science is actually pretty sound, ironically. There's a bunch of idiots there, but the scientists who built it are geniuses. It shouldn't sink, but I do have a lab there that is on the third sub level, so there should be no UV anywhere close to it.
Okay.
And also, technically, you'd be on international waters if anything bullshit happened.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. I could probably. I mean, if you can make it well, when you know, if you're there, just when you get out. Have them let you go upstairs and walk, and then come to the college. I'll just take you there.
Okay.
Travis is already picking up your spine. So, yeah. Just bring anything else you need with you, and we'll take care of it.
Okay.
And she's like, "I need more details on where you've been, so I'll ask Kensoku for the report, and then I'll ask him for the real report after that. And then I'll ask you, and I'll see if it matches up, because I have a feeling you'll tell me the truth, and you won't, and then you may have left things out for their benefit." And she smiles wickedly, and you get this sudden little bit of fear, and then you snap back. Welcome to Dragon Fear. It's a thing, even through the phone. So you guys are kind of left to your own devices for the next, 9 days. What do you do? I assume, you said you're cataloging everything?
Yes.
Are you then going to auction websites and seeing how much they will offer you for things, for said things?
Maybe.
Or are you more thinking, this is a nest egg for when we get our new base of operations?
Yes, and you can use that's more, yes, need? That's more what...
Perfect. Art, roll a D... everyone else call number D12, and Art's going to roll it, because I don't have any dice out yet. Oh, I guess if you got them, they're here, but... I have one that looks very, very similar to that in here.
I have a note in my thing here. Gave Tenzi migraine. Just through that conversation.
No, she hates being lied to. Oh! I know what we can do. I just figured out what we can do.
Say four.
It doesn't matter. I just came up with it.
Roll it.
I came up with a better idea. All right, roll it for fun.
Damn it.
So
that was a one, wasn't it?
It was.
Dice hate you.
I know. I went down a couple points for what I would have chosen.
It's like the fifth day after talking to him. So you've only got 3 days left, and you're like, "Let us go, please." Dido says, "Decoding completed."
Yeah.
And she says, "Sal, would you like me to?" Broadcast the results to Athena and Chris.
Yes, please.
Each of you are two PDFs appear in your inboxes as you guys are doing your own things, I assume. And Chris, you open up. Sal, you open up, and you find two things. One is a journal from your father in his lab, and the other is a list of projects and how they went and what was done. What would you like to look at first?
I think the list of projects is probably the best bet of what he's get a feel for what he's done first before the journal. That way, if he references something in the journal, I don't have to go, I don't know about that yet.
All right, the decoded journals. Decoded Harnack journals. For those of you who don't remember them, because we didn't, those were the journals from that
Matthew
saved from
the destruction
Harnack, office. And we forgot they existed because we went 2 months without playing, and I didn't have good notes at that point. So that has been rectified, and now, but it makes sense they would be encoded. So that's what that's how we're gonna flavor that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you're looking at projects. Journal and then project journal. Okay, so the project journal, you're going to find the. What's listed as the Crimson Hammer, which you'll realize was his mech. You're going to find mention of experiments 1 through 4. Which you'll think are you, your brother, and your other brother, but you don't know what 4 would be, unless you look deeper. Do you look deeper into that one, or you're just looking at the broad strokes first?
We'll do broad strokes first and then come back.
Okay. You'll find a bunch...
Have a sister. Don't think so. I mean, technically, I have 2, but that's extended.
Okay.
Adoption.
Adopted, kind of.
Jesus, again?
We're not directly related this time.
That's true.
They were full siblings last time. They had no fucking clue. It was great. I planned that shit from, like, episode 6. And I think I got them in, like, episode 40 or 50 when they found out. Anyway. You're going to find it's only listed as Project Vulcan. And then the last... this is the thin book. And the last one is... Project Eventide. Which would you like to look at first? I'll spell you if you. I'll save you the effort. The Crimson Hammer was literally just details on how his mech was set up.
Which I'll flip through later.
It's more of interest to you, and then Travis's sister would love to look at it, and even Travis too. Anyone with a mech power set would be like, ooh, that's drooling. Interesting. Huh?
Drooling?
Yeah, no, this is like the work of a mad genius. This thing was not sustainable. It literally couldn't leave that island. It didn't have enough power.
Got it.
But it was fucking monstrous in the place.
Yeah.
What would you like to look at? Project Vulcan, Experiments 1 through 4, or Project Eventide?
1 through 4 first.
You know that your brother was Experiment 1, or Subject 1. I guess it would be Subjects 1 through 4. You were 2, your older brother was 1, 3 was, your little brother, who you do see that he's listed as having an unstable genome, which means he will deteriorate faster than you or your older brother do, which is just good that you have that information now so you can fix it. You can talk to Tenzi and get it fixed, because she knows how to fix, she can fix a genome. That's what she does. She genome splices. but Subject 4 is only ever mentioned by that name, and but it's listed as a mid-40s woman. It talks about how she had multiple injections, and how he had her sedated at a couple points, but nothing beyond that. The very little actual actionable information on it, but with that information, you may be able to combine this with what was on the computer that Bridget is still working on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe make sense of what this is. It did say that she was injected with a powerful stimulant that was supposed to be long-lasting.
Okay.
Which would you like next, Project Vulcan or Project Eventide?
I'll just go in order. So, Project Vulcan.
Project Vulcan was developing a new breed of bomber, plane bomber.
Okay.
They were to be half the size with double the payload. Using science and magic to drop bombs the same size as the storage device they're using, in rapid succession. They would be like the size of an ultralight plane, but 10 times faster, and they would be used for extensive bombing runs. But they're so small, they're almost impossible to spot on radar.
Okay.
Nearly undetectable by radar. And you do know that this is listed as completed. All the others were listed in progress.
Yay! You did it!
I'm sorry, the hammer is completed too. The Crimson Hammer?
Yeah.
But Eventide is also in progress. Anything, would you like to Eventide now, or do you want to ask questions about anything else about Vulcan?
I'm guessing he didn't include who he, if he sold it to anybody, so.
These are all, and what you'll be told is these were all written in heavily coded German.
Okay.
Nazis.
Get the hat.
And then Eventide is some sort of bioweapon that targets particular genomes.
Kind of genomes.
The non-Aryan variety.
Oh my god, that's the Nazis!
you'll notice that he did not complete it. He was able to develop a highly dispersible gas,
yeah.
But he couldn't figure out how to stop it from killing everybody. If you were looking for an example in real life, it'd be like if sarin was doped up on cocaine and lit on fire.
All right.
We're talking flesh melt. We're talking flesh melting within a tenth of a second. The only containers you could figure out that would hold it were 2 foot thick of glass, and even the glass would slowly deteriorate.
We have something else that Shinsoku might be interested in. The river.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He would love to go there.
That, no, the crystal you have.
Yeah.
The fucking nuke in your pocket. The shit your pants nuke in your pocket.
Yeah.
That has just been sitting on a shelf.
Yeah.
What he doesn't know is gonna hurt.
I'm sure he's aware of it with as much water.
But he's not sure where what it is. And he's afraid to ask.
No, I was leaving that one up to you to decide what we do with. So
I'm good with just giving it away. I think that's a little too dangerous for us to hang on to.
So you call Shinsoku, and he just appears. Actually, he appears inside, because it's like, I would say you figure that on the last day, you're like, we really should figure out what to do with this before we leave. He just appears inside the tank. He says, no, it's not too bad in here. I guess I was in it once before, but anyway. What you got? You said I got something you want to see, so...
Yeah,
He seems a little overly excited for this.
Yeah. Well, you know...
You guys rarely give him truly bad news. usually it's at least interesting.
You know that box that I put up over there on the mantle there with the shiny blue thing inside?
Yes.
Yeah, you have familiarity with water, right?
You could say I dabble.
Yeah, with the name like that, you know, makes sense. How much water energy do you feel coming out of it without touching it?
He looks
in the box without touching it.
He says, I'm not that into... Oh, shit. He says...
Yeah, that's behind the box that is trying to contain it.
Oh, no. That's enough water to... fill the lake in Rorschach City a half a dozen times over.
How many years was it?
Five.
5 years? No, it was longer 50? Than that. It was 50 years.
50, yeah.
Of absorbing a great river.
Then my math was wrong. That's like, it's like 100 times that.
Yes.
He says,
It's behind the box that's shielding it. That's the leakage you're feeling.
You really shouldn't have that here.
We didn't know exactly what to do with it.
Because if for some reason you were to drop that and the crystal fractured, it would just detonate.
Yes.
And level Riverside City again.
Oh, we're in Riverside City?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Welcome to Riverside City.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're in Riverside City.
He summons an orb of pure clear water, and wraps it around the box, but doesn't only on touching the corners.
Maybe, because wasn't it close to detonating?
It's almost sealed. Full.
So him messing full. With it and trying to make it more full.
No. He's controlling it and making sure that it doesn't...
I thought he was trying to add more water to it. I was like, what the fuck?
No. He floats it closer to himself and he kind of holds it. And he's like, I can do so many things with you. But you are so dangerous.
Yeah.
Who can I trust with this? I guess I could just punt it into the... fucking plane of water and let it go. And then set it off there.
Yeah, but you'll get something there pissed off at you because it's...
Is Necro still there? Because that'd be hilarious. Cause isn't that what you said you did with him? You drop him off in the plane shift him to the plane of water? He'd eventually get back.
It's been enough time he's back.
It'd be funny.
No, because they had the battle of the pyramid. They had the battle of the pyramid.
It should be out of our hands.
Okay. He's literally holding it like it's a child in his hand, the ball of water. He's just like.
Okay, what if you threw it into a volcano? In theory, all the water would.
No, because it would fill the volcano and flood all the land around it.
Not to mention,
it would explode.
Yeah.
It would explode.
It wouldn't,
You've heard of Krakatoa.
Absorb I don't fucking know. Maybe it would boil off. I was just saying things.
Okay. And then we would increase the cloud cover by 1,000%.
Cool. I hate the sun.
And we would end up with... Oh, no. Yes. Without the energy from the sun, the planet would then go into a new ice age.
Someone doesn't like cold, right?
That's very true. I don't like the cold.
He says, so, I've got a friend who could probably handle this for me.
Better than we could handle it.
He's a very old friend. He'll take care of it, and he'll... Would you like the crystal back? If I could save it?
No.
If you can save it, it'd be fun to keep as a little souvenir on our mantelpiece.
Got it. I probably, if that's all you want it for, I'm not going to make that much effort on it. Thank you for telling me about this. Now Paul can erase the clock he had set for when it went off. I was going to have you flood the city you guys were had built. I didn't see how the fuck that went. It was going to be your fault. And you caught it before that became an issue. He gently takes it, and he's like, I'm not even going to put it in the bag. I'm just going to carry it.
I was going to say, don't put that in any extra-dimensional space.
Yeah.
That's a bad, bad thing.
He says, you know, I'm just going to open a portal here. Step aside. And he walks over to a sink, and he flows some water on the floor. yes, he couldn't do it himself, but he's babying the thing. And he goes, he stomps. And then he does a little twirl. And then silver like writing fills up around it, and the puddle turns into a portal that shoots straight down. And he goes, Oceanus, you down there? And you hear, blah, 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 blah. If you speak Primordial, he's saying, yes, Shinso, yes,
Dylan,
I'm here. Why are you calling me?
I have a present for you.
I have a present of water from another world. He says, well, why didn't you leave with that? And a very small, like, man-sized elemental floats up. Perfect.
Do you speak Primordial? I'll translate.
No, I do. I do. Yep.
Do you?
Yep.
Then no one needed the sand tongue thing.
We didn't. And we might not have had it at the start. I think you gave it to us.
Oh, you learned it later. You're right.
Yeah.
So he's speaking in Aquan, which is a branch of Primordial. He says, what do you have? And he shows me, he says, that's lots of water. Like, that's like a me-sized amount of water. There's a chance that if there's enough magic there, that thing's sentient. By this point. It's been contained long enough.
Oh.
Well, with enough magic pumped into it. I'm going to take that, and he floats his hands over. He says, I'll take it down. If it comes out and it wants to kill all of you, I'll take it, keep it. And if it wants to be friends, I'll send it back. Okay?
Okay.
Assuming it's alive. And he says, all right, thanks for the interesting water, Dylan. Tell your friends I said hi. And blah, 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 and it pumps through, and the portal goes away. Shinsoku's shaking. He's like, that I was holding a nuke, a live nuke, in my hand. I'm really, he says, I'm surprisingly tanky for a wizard. I was going to die. You were going to die. You, oh, fucking dead.
I've been holding on to that for about 3 weeks.
Do you have any underwear left? Not clean.
As long as we treated it nice, it would be fine.
Gave away water nuke.
Also, you know, Oceanus is on Earth. Or he'll say, Oceanus is a friend of mine. He's living in the South Pacific right now. So, that much water down there would make a small tidal wave, but he'll control it. If it explodes.
If he goes to Point Nemo, it'll probably be the best place.
I don't know what that is.
Point Nemo is the furthest spot away from any inhabited location. It's in the middle of the South Pacific, and depending on the time of day, the closest people to Point Nemo are the ISS.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool, actually.
I think that's what it's called.
International Space Station?
No.
Point Nemo. Well, let's find out.
Yeah, I'm looking it up too. The farthest point in the ocean from land.
So do you look at the journal now?
Yes.
It's less exciting, but more revelatory.
Yeah.
It feels like
looking into his thought process.
It looks like he's been keeping this for at least 20 years, if not longer. And it's a page per day. No, it's just like three lines per day. It's very, like,
cut and to the point.
It was, subject this, did this, I disciplined them, and then it's like my thoughts, and it's like a line or two. That's it. Do you go looking for any particular dates in your history, or do you just want to skim it?
I think I'll just skim for anything that catches my attention. If I line up any of the dates with something that I did or one of my brothers did.
One of the things, like, when the first time he ever caught...
Any mentions of Subject 4.
Okay, that was a relevant thing. Not irrelevant, that was relevant. What you will find is there was, like, the day that you first got caught with Kate Memorabilia.
Okay.
And he mentions Subject 2 was discovered as having Pele memorabilia. It has since been stored in Safety Deposit Box 6 to be given back upon the day of his 18th birthday.
Which was probably in the lab, which means...
Oh, it's fucking gone.
Yes.
It's fucking gone.
Damn, I really like that one.
And then you flip through it forward, and it goes from incredibly strict parent until about 5 years ago, and then there's a shift. It goes from being like, Subject 4 did this, I will, reprimanded and, corrected to Subject 3 has disobeyed. Punishment 1 week in solitary. Like 1 day.
Hold up. You started that by saying Subject 4 has been...
Three. Okay. Subject 3.
You said Subject 4 and then switched to Subject 3, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Now, what you'll find, the only mentions of Subject 4 are from less than a year ago. And each mention is from... he mentions how he found her floating in the ocean, brought her back, injected her with the stimulant, and has been monitoring her ever since. There's a brief description of her. She's mid-40s. She's tall, short, like, less than 5 feet tall, but. She's been injected with a particularly powerful, which you'll realize is probably some form of zip. And, that she is, he's calling her his magnum opus because she has developed none of these side effects you guys had as kids.
Possibly because of the introduction to abilities as an adult versus as children.
You're not sure, but that is what he's saying. But also, she was floating in the ocean like, as didn't with no identity.
Think slate.
He mentions having capturing her a couple times and doing baseline tests, and each time she comes back as being more powerful than the last, and he has not ever given her a second injection. from what you can tell, your dad may have cracked the code on permanent power enhancement. So what do you guys want to do with that? Is there anything else you want to do here? Or do you want to do this... You want to call that section of this done?
At this point in time, I don't have anything else I need to do while we're sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next couple... The last day passes. And Shinsoku just hangs out with you guys. And he says, I'm your ride home. Where would you like to go?
Tenzi's lab?
Okay, I can do that. Well, I can't go in, but I can get you to the teleportation pad outside.
That's fine. That'll work. Actually, we have a newbie to the city.
I guess you can also just... If it's just there, you can just walk.
Yeah.
I'll get you... Would you let me rent you a car, or do you guys want to take the scooters?
The scooters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He says, I'm from here. I'll be your tour guide for the day. It's not like I want to go back to work. So he takes you out, he takes you up the elevator.
We get released. We go up the elevators.
You go up. They make you put the blindfold on, even though you know where you are. And then they're like, nah, fuck. And then Shinsoku's like, no, and just teleport them away. He says, they know where they are. They've already signed all the fucking NDAs in the world.
Oh yeah, your day, at least one day was signing NDAs.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
we had to initiate or initial the return. Yeah,
and yeah, you had to fill out the 500 page document. You had to sign 4 or 5 times per page. Yeah.
Oh, so sorry, you missed this one, and then they hand it back to you. You missed this page.
You're like, no, I didn't want to sign that page. That's bullshit. You did not get to search my feces. Fuck you.
I let my lawyer look through it.
It's pretty sound. I have also looked through it.
So you guys get outside and you find yourself, you're at the Arlano Arcology. He actually takes you up to the roof first.
Oh, are we taking the sarcophagus with us?
He said, I can have that picked up and dropped off. Or we can run up there really fast, then go, well, you really want the scooter trip, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he says, he doesn't breathe, right?
Correct.
Yeah. He says, I do not breathe. Can I please get out of here, though? And he says, get back in the coffin. We'll put you in a bag of holding. We'll take you out when we get where we're going.
I thought...
That seems fair.
Yeah.
And he willingly lays in the coffin. You open your bag of holding and go, whoop, and close it up. Good call. So you go on the scooter tour, but it actually starts up on the roof of the Eleanor Arcology. You take a lap, you kind of get to see the city, because it's fucking massive. And then you go down, there's actually like a rolling ramp that you can go down from the top and kind of like see how fast you can get without wiping out. And you go down, and then you go down through, from the Arcology, down to the edge of the Barrens, into Dogtown, into Elysium, and then you loop around to New Milan, and then to the college. Probably takes like 2 hours, but you get to see the majority of like the touristy parts of town. Like, you don't go to Midtown or any of the other like the stacks, but this is the suck. This is like the more picturesque parts anyway. So you guys make it to Tenzi's lab. You get inside. Tenzi says, Shinsoku, it's great to see you. I'm gonna need to borrow your teleporter again. He says, that's why I'm still here. She gives him the teleportation coordinates for the particular object she had shipped there, because it moves, and teleport into a moving object fucking sucks. And he obviously is a master teleporter. He goes, this is easy enough. Hold on. All six of you just reappear there. If I remember it, it's you 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I got 6. I was right.
There is a 7th, but he's in the bag of holding.
Correct.
So.
She says, all right, well, this place is about as isolated as you can get. I own the whole building. I'm going to be here to supervise. Shinsoku, thank you. Can you come get us in, like, 6 hours?
And Shinsoku goes, No, I'm gonna stay here and watch.
He says, fine. You have to go in the corner behind the blast wall, behind the blast barrier. He says, I can get behind that. And Travis is like, can I get behind the blast barrier? No, you're an android. If you explode, we'll just put you in your body next in like 3 days.
If she had said that he was a robot. And a Roomba, it would have been incredible. And then she just would have stared at him like.
You get a text message. 20% of your search history has been sent to your parents.
I didn't say anything. That was Natalie, not Athena.
Oh, okay.
That was Natalie, not Athena. But she was looking at him like, oh, like an oh, like gave him a look like, oh, she gets to call you a robot, but when I do, I get threatened.
Yeah, well, that's his boss.
Yes.
And a very, 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 very powerful dragon.
Or at least as far as he knows, not that you know spellcaster.
Yeah, exactly. So, you guys, you know, she pulls up the, you know, the operating theater, you know, table, gunk, and you lay out the crystal sarcophagus on it and open the top, and he goes, ah, oh, it's nice and dark down here. Are we going to do it?
Yep, that is the plan.
He says, is it going to hurt?
We have no clue.
So, yes. Okay, I understand. I'm pretty good at dealing with pain. Minus the sun. The sun's kind of a bitch.
Oh, introduce...
He says, oh, so he says, sorry. I'm Zell... Motherfucker, I had his last name here. Hold on. Z-H-E-L-L... I never gave him a last name.
No, you didn't.
To be fair, most people didn't need last names 300 years ago.
Yeah, he wasn't a noble. He was just the servant of a noble. He says, the name is Zell. I never had a surname, never needed one. I guess I'll need one now if I live. I hope I live.
We hope so too.
I hope I get to breathe and eat food again. Do you know how disgusting blood is? And she says, actually, yes. And I do concur. I hope you can eat again.
I'm not going to ask.
I'm very old, dear.
Noted.
And she looks at Sal, like, I'm very old, and I was around when we had to kill, when vampirism was a fad.
Okay.
Well, not so much a fad as an epidemic. Anyway, it was after this man left. From the information you gave me. Regardless, are you ready to get this? Are you ready to get this started?
Yes.
Sure.
So, what?
I'll run through my yourself.
Yeah.
Thought process on everything and how this should work. What the
And she says, that should probably mostly work. I've got one more thing to add. And she says, let me just grab it out of my coat. And I need perception checks.
I know what she's going to do.
Probably.
Okay. I should know this number by now.
23. That was not a good one.
I really want to get this one, don't I?
How about this? I don't need to roll. I know exactly what she's going to do, but I'm going to roll anyway just because I'm not going to see anything. Yep. So I rolled an 8.
20,
actually, a 6.
26 total with a tactical mind.
23.
So anyone who broke a 26... Plus 13 to hide it. You see she takes... she, like, dips her head into her coat to, like, look for something. And you see her coat puffs out with heat. And then she hands you a little tiny, like, red gem. And says, this should work.
Okay.
Just put it in with the... Put it in the mix when you add your exoframe to it.
Okay.
So you lay out the... You take a little vat, when you put the blood at the bottom of it, and it's like 2 quarts of blood. It's quite a bit. And you lay the exoframe into it, and you set the little crystal, almost in a spot like it was designed for, almost, in the exoframe. The second the crystal hits the hits the blood, it rolling boil.
Okay.
And about after about 5 minutes of that rolling boil, the blood is reduced down to like maybe a pint. So significant energy burn off. And the exoframe is now a blood red.
Okay.
And she says, if you're right, one vial of that blood should cure his imprison. If you're wrong, he'll die a horrific death. Permanent. And Zell says, I'm in!
She looks at him and she says,
either I'm human or I'm out of my suffering.
Yes.
She says, I'd rather die than...
And she says, I'm going to leave it to you, and I'm going to get behind the blast barrier, because I've been exploded before.
All right.
Unless you want me to do it, because I'm sturdier than you are.
My idea,
I'm going to go behind the blast door.
Good luck! Nope. Bye!
Hey, it's my dumbass idea.
So, I need you.
If I can, I'll put up extra force.
It wouldn't matter.
Could Murphy
come
out and have resistance to bomb and help him?
It'd be resistance to fire.
As I
or immunity to fire.
As I walk past, I go,
you got this.
You got this!
Would it help? Do you think it would help?
All right. So what am I rolling?
You're not.
Oh, God.
I am.
I am. It's 100% luck. Because you were correct. This will cure him. Will it cure him without him detonating? Is the only question. Mike, this is a straight-up D12 roll. I need you to pick a number on a D12.
And it's only the one number, right?
Nope. 2 on either side. Yeah. So you got like a...
Is that a 1? It's 2 because of the you got this.
Correct. I'm burning your... That you can mark that you don't have that. It's being used.
It has been used.
Cool. My number is always 7.
Okay, let's do this. I'm so ready.
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Would you like to use an inspiration?
How bad is it?
It can be really bad.
You're 4 off right now. So, like, almost the exact opposite of what you wanted.
Alright. Yes. I want this to work.
Would you like to change your number?
No, because now that if I change it, then it's going to be it.
Yes. Come on, Paul.
So now it's only 1 off what would be safe.
Can we help?
You guys can help, yeah.
I'll give him an inspiration.
I give him guidance.
Guidance 1 out.
Yeah, I'm giving him guidance and you can add 1 more.
You know. I give him an inspiration.
I give him my lucky.
I can use the lucky.
That one was a lot of...
If you had changed the number to 11, you would have had it. I have so far burned 3. It is at the point where he is still going to detonate.
No.
Do you have an inspiration?
No, it's not fair, Paul.
Do you have an inspiration? Natalie, do you have any inspirations?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have an inspiration. I wrote it.
Would you like to roll it?
No, I don't roll it. You wrote it.
Would you like to roll it?
You wrote it.
What number? Would you like to change the number?
No, we gotta keep it 7.
It's the same die every time.
re-roll that, because that was on Linda. Caught.
There you go. There's the six. Okay, perfect.
Yes! Oh, he's our friend. We didn't want him to detonate, Paul.
Would you like to know the damage dice I was going to roll?
Sure.
He would have asked for your little dice.
Yeah.
30 d20.
Okay.
If she hadn't put her blood into it, it would have only had one number on either side. But the damage, if it had gone off, would have been 40 d20. She refined it. There's still a minor explosion, but it's not enough damage to actually kill you, so I'm not going to bother rolling it. It hurts a lot. But when the explosion goes off and the sprinklers kick in, what's left behind on the table is a nude, roughly 20-ish looking man. He opens his mouth and there's no fangs. He has officially been cured of his vampirism.
And he looks with
he looks at you and he says, "I owe you everything." And with that, it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.